Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Right, the Irish language. One-fifth of all new recruits to the public service will have to be competent in the Irish language under the new government plans. The government has set out an objective after the Cabinet signed off on the Irish Language Amendment Bill on Tuesday. And under the legislation, a new national plan for the provision of the Irish language will be drawn up. It will identify gaps in the delivery of public services through Irish and develop measures to fill those gaps and improve the delivery of public service through the Irish language. Under the plan, public bodies, including an Garda Síochána and the HSE, will have to introduce measures to accommodate the Irish version of a person's name on their computer systems. This is going to cost millions, by the way, but however, they will include having to facilitate a person who uses the Irish language version of their name and address. All the new public bodies will also have to bear Irish language and bilingual names and logos. Now, you may remember there was a story about this about 2 years ago in the paper, or a year ago under the Data Protection Act, where an individual took a case against, I'm not too sure it was the HSE or one of the government bodies, for not putting their name in the computer in the Irish language, because it was something to do with the FADA and the software that was used didn't have a FADA. And the person was very upset and wanted to take an action. To be honest, personally speaking, I think it was an overreaction, but however. It will be an overarching objective of the plan that 20% of those recruited to the public service should be competent in the Irish language, with the government to introduce promotional measures in schools and colleges in a bid to attract Irish speakers to apply for civil service jobs. I.e., if you don't speak Irish, well, then you're going to be discriminated against in some sense, I suppose. Because only 4 in every 5 jobs will be available to you. Gaelic Minister Sean Coyne, the recruitment of the Irish speakers is indeed a challenge, but I believe that it is precisely for this reason that the government needs to legislate for a coordinated and planned, transparent approach to resolving this situation over a long term. He said there is no firm timeline for the 20% target, but Mr. Coyne said there will be a regular progress report produced by a statutory advisory committee, which we have loads of committees in this country. There's a committee for everything, isn't there? Those committees must cost a fortune. I believe it was another committee for the printer. The printer's back in the news today, by the way. It cost another 500,000 that we didn't expect. It's now up to 2 million for a Jesus printer. Anyway, God only knows what this is going to cost. So basically, in a nutshell, this new amendment to the law means that we're now going to have to work harder to make the Irish language more popular. All government offices and buildings, software must be, they must communicate in Irish, they must have names in Irish, they must be able to put your name and address in Irish if that's what you want to awkwardly do and want. And I think it's just being awkward personally, but however, if that's what you want, they have to do it. And also, one-fifth of the staff must be competent in the Irish language, which is going to be very difficult considering only 70,000 people in this country speak Irish fluently at present. So that's going to be very difficult. And most of them are actually already employed with the civil service. So I want to know what you think of this. It's going to cost absolutely millions. Let's be clear about this. Some have said it's a complete and utter waste of money. Some have said it's discrimination against people who don't speak Irish, because then now you're ruled out of getting one-fifth of jobs in the civil service. I don't know. Do you think this is a good or a bad idea to spend, to throw more money? More money. Not only did we throw money at RTE yesterday, we'll come around to that a little bit later on, by the way. We need to talk about RTE again in some sense. But when we now want to throw money, what a lot of people believe, you know, is just not working. You know, the language, we speak English in this country. We don't speak Irish. Some people speak Irish. If that's your choice, that's fine. But do we have to accommodate everybody who speaks Irish? I know you're all going to, all the patriots are all sitting at home going, I don't believe Boylan is saying that. Text 087-188-0008 or WhatsApp us. The question quite simply is, do you think this is a good or a bad idea to throw more money at the Irish language? Michal!
Do you get to turn?
Could us at all too, August?
I'm a governor of Kuig, Tommy Gay, Go Crinlat, but Captain Methus again, of course, to a girl, your session.
August, well done to you. I haven't a clue what you just said, but.
I knew you did. Yes. I knew
what did you say, Michal? Tell us what you said there.
I said, you should be fluent in the language too and be able to converse in Irish.
But the listeners would turn the radio off if I did that.
Oh, no, they wouldn't. You might
they would, Michal.
There's
they
a lot
would.
Of people in the west of Ireland listening. I know an almighty amount of people. And they said to me, yeah, we heard you on the radio yesterday, down the arse of Galway and places. And you said, Mother of God,
And respect.
Quite a large audience.
I'm tipping my hat to them. Respect to the people who speak Irish. But Micheál, the majority of people who listen to this radio station don't speak fluent Irish, so they didn't know what you just said. So this is the problem, isn't it?
No, the majority of people, it's our native language. We should be fluent under it. We can't make that in the situation, race into Fushaton, especially if you're going for a job in the government or in any respectable job. We do go back a few years. Remember the guard, Shikana?
Oh, you had to have Irish. Irish, yeah.
They had to have Irish. They don't. I was in Cork quite recently, and the man did join an Irish time. He didn't have a compound word of Irish. They should be reasonably fluent in Irish language.
Well, the new rule is that you must have a second language. It doesn't have to be Irish, because now, as you know, you have Chinese guards, you have Russian guards, you have Nigerian guards, you have all sorts of guards. So you don't have to speak Irish now to go to the guards. You just have to have a second language.
Well, if you want to join the guard in Australia or in China or anywhere else, you'll have to be able to speak the language.
Yeah, but you can't compare Irish China to Ireland.
Language.
In China,
stop
with you, Micheál. In China, they all speak Mandarin Chinese. They don't speak English. It's their second language, right? In Ireland, English is our first language.
But it shouldn't be. Irish is our first language. I'm pretty strong to say to you, in Gaelic. It's the most important, it's the principal language in Ireland, is Irish. We grew up with it. Our parents, grandparents, Nadine Gaelic, they all died fighting for it. And the likes of us in the modern age are shagged. No, we'll all speak English. And the worst part of the whole lot is they're using the English alphabet to write Irish language, which I call bastardizing the whole situation, because the alphabet on both occasions, the Irish alphabet is ornate. You look like the Chinese. If you write Irish in the original alphabet, it's very ornate and it's attractive. And a lot of people that I know that did learn Irish language are disgusted that they're not using the correct alphabet now to write the Irish language.
Okay, this is all well and good, Micheál, and I respect the fact that you are a great supporter of the language, right? And that's not really the conversation today. The conversation today is it worth spending, you know, millions more on it? Because this new plan is going to cost millions. So if you, Micheál, for example, if you go, I'm. By the way, Micheál, is there a father in your name?
My father, father L.
Okay. So you go into a government building, right? Like, be it the HSE, whatever it is, whatever software they're using, it's international software. It's not designed in this country, right? It probably doesn't cater for a father. Now, are you going to be annoyed because when you receive your letter back from the HSE, it doesn't have a father over your name?
If there's a check in it, it won't be too bad. But the point is, only a few years ago that we got the Irish language recognised in Brussels. So never recognised up to a few years ago as a language. Now we are recognised, and I do believe that people who are coming up all the software and inventing it to put out the most unbelievable things. I don't see why they can't put a sheva or a father in it. It's a standing for our Irish language. We're proud of our confounded language. And the point is, we should be entitled to have the language written correctly, and not loan just to sheva or the father. We should, in my book, we should be entitled to use the correct vocab, not the correct vocab, but the correct alphabet. The A, the F, the G, the H, the T. They're 100% different. They're very ornate writing it in the correct alphabet.
Okay, stay there a second, Micheál. Martin, you're on Classic Hits. Look, Martin Micheál puts up a good argument as an Irish-speaking person in this country. You know, he has, you know, the right, obviously, to defend his language.
He does, and yes, it should be defended. But I have to sort of think a little bit more realistically and say that if we went with that logic, then all my ancestors would be talking Latin. Because at the end of the day, language is an evolution. You know, obviously you have to use it to have it, put about into the system, as it were. And you know, if it's not used and it's not going to be helpful, then people are going to go for a language that is. And that's probably why English has become more dominant.
Well, the Queen's English, isn't that what they call it? Yes.
I don't speak the Queen's English. It's more Yorkshire, you know?
Yorkshire. Well, the problem is they don't want to see the language die. They don't want to see what happened in Australia, what happened in America, what happened in some other countries where languages died are dying.
Languages die for a reason. And the reason is it's not used. And the reason is it's not a situation that helps people trade globally.
So do you think this is a waste of money?
I think it's a horrendous waste of money considering the issues that we're facing. You know, would you rather that money go towards dealing with the cases that need to be seen in hospitals and all the waste and issues that are going on there? Or do you want to make sure that people are housed?
I mean, it's a fair point, Micheál. I'd rather see the money going to get 80-year-olds off trolleys than put a father on your name.
No, most definitely not. We're throwing away our heritage. No, it's very easy to say that. Like yesterday, now you're talking about putting women and trolleys outside the doors of these supermarkets and all that. We can all go down the same road. There's a £2 million computer going into some government where somebody wants to change the toilet paper and whatnot. It's a £2 million computer. There's a mountain there. Our Irish land, we lost it because we go back in time, Cromwell and all these buddies. You were decapitated or castrated if you're caught using the Irish language. As simple as that. It was forced out of the country. We didn't have a choice in it. Our predecessors didn't have a choice. But they did fight for it. They didn't back out of it. They didn't do it on our
own. But Micheál, hang on a second. I think the point that Martin is making, I'm not saying forget about history before people get pissed off at me. What I'm saying is, no matter what would have happened in history, the evolution of the language would have changed. We now live in a global village. We have internet. We have British television. No, let me finish. We've British and American television programs, primarily not Irish. All right. And they would have eventually taken over. We would have eventually stopped speaking Irish anyway and moved to the English language for global and economic reasons.
No, we might have got the Irish language might become far more important. We can't say what way it would go. It was forced out of the country. We died for it. But the point about it is, if they didn't, it might be far more important or far more fluent today if they think that it wasn't forced the way it was. And waste of money, it's not a waste of money. What I find wrong today in the teaching of Irish is, first of all, the alphabet is not correct. And secondly, to go into the school to teach, and I blame a lot of teachers if any of them are listening, to go into class, they're learning the Irish language. But while they're in the class, they're yapping away through English. Grandchildren gone to school, and they tell me all this. In class, they talk bloody English. Well, it's an Irish class. It should be compulsory. If you're in here, if you want to, anything you want.
You speak in Irish. No, I don't disagree with that. Yeah, sorry, Martin. Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for keeping heritage and stuff like that. I mean, we all have a bit of our own heritage splattered everywhere, you know. But the thing is that, as I said, you know, if you're talking about language, it gets moved on and pushed out. Quite rightly. I mean, you know, if you're ancient Britons, we're talking ancient Britain, they got that pushed out by the Romans and the
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
And the French. And then obviously, you know, part of the English alphabet is Arabic. So, you know,
nobody forced language down their throat though.
Hang on, Martin finish.
If you ever met a Roman soldier on Adrian's Wall, you'd soon know what you got forced down you.
Okay, well, do you remember? I need to go to John as well before the break. John, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
Hey, how's it going? You well?
Well, John, you know, under this new Irish Language Amendment Bill, there's a lot of changes which are going to cost a lot of money. Will it make a difference?
Let me ask Michael there.
Micheál. Call him Micheál. Well, you don't.
Micheál.
Okay, Michael. So
Micheál, my hat in that conchlum. It's Micheál. Nilain, min Michael, an animal, an animal talk.
Right, sorry. Go ahead, John.
You any name other than your own name? It's Micheál.
Yeah,
thank you.
In fairness, John, you know his name is Micheál. That's his name.
Okay, Micheál. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, the point I'm saying is, does Micheál still ride a horse?
I most definitely do. Okay. And my heart is very good.
Micheál. I want to hear what he has to say.
Does Micheál build a fire out in his garden and cook his dinner out in his garden every day?
I definitely do. On my own.
Now you don't, Micheál.
So the point I'm trying to make is things move on. You know, we industrialize things, we change things. Like you said, you made a really, really good point, Niall. We don't watch TV in Irish anymore. We're not taught it well in school. It was taught badly. My teacher hated him. I don't know if he hated the language or hated himself, but he was a miserable fecker. And the point is, he taught it badly. Taught badly in school.
Through that book called Peg. Do you remember Peg?
I don't remember any of it.
That was miserable.
None of us do. And the point of it is, it's taught badly in schools. You're taught to remember poems and all this sort of crap. You're not actually taught to learn the language. If we were taught from day one, I could speak better French than I could speak Irish. That'll tell you something.
Yeah, I know. I did 2 years of French, and I speak more French than I do Irish.
That's what I mean. So you don't go in and tell the social services now that they need to start speaking French and Spanish and all these other things. What about two people in Ireland speak Irish? It's ridiculous. It's silly. It's antiquated, and it's old, and it needs to go. It needs to die. And we need to put money into services such as homeless services, such as hospital services.
So what do you say to the 70,000 people who speak fluently, 12,000 people in this country who only speak Irish, according to them? Now, I do believe they do speak English. I know, I don't believe it either. I believe they do speak English. They just choose not to.
Absolutely.
So there's 12,000 people who only speak Irish in this country.
Okay, so 12,000 people, put that into perspective. There's 5 or 6 million people in this country.
Five, yeah.
You've got a very, 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 very small minority, 0.01% or whatever it is of the country that speak a language. So they also speak English.
And what about the people? There is, you know, this idea. You know, you often see it on Facebook. People have their name in Irish because, you know, they wanted that part of their heritage and they feel a bit slightly patriotic.
Keep his name in Irish. I have no problem with that, right? But the point about it is...
Well, then, should the HSE and other government departments who use international software... And we had a case last year where somebody went to the data commissioner, given out, and they wanted to sue, obviously, because they wouldn't put a FADA on their name because the software wasn't capable. Now, to do this, we're going to have to spend a lot of money on reprogramming software and getting new computers and all sorts of carry on.
Well, we're splitting hairs now, aren't we? We're getting a bit silly.
Over a FADA?
Over a FADA. Ridiculous.
Hmm. Well, ridiculous. Well, it doesn't bother me. I don't want it, but some people do.
Yeah, I
would like to
I
have it.
It.
And you're talking about minority people speaking Irish. No, you take a look at the amount of non-national race coming in here to the country. An absolute, such a minority. And they're clacking outside schools. We can't teach a religion. We can't talk Irish. You can't even say hello to them. They're up in arms. We want this. We want that. They're coming in here to join our country to get to improve their status of life. And what they come in here? The blackmail our churches that are outside here. They're causing strikes. There's havoc. Mount Jai is full of, I don't know how many of them. All kinds of demands. And they're getting listened to. They're serious minorities.
First of all, it's racist. But go on.
No, what he said was racist.
Absolutely.
Mm.
It's not racist.
But I don't think, I think it's his observation. Hang on, Micheál. I think it's his observation. I don't think it's his racism.
I think it's racist thing to say to you. Do you tell me that you don't want to learn the Irish language or it shouldn't be promoted? That's racist. I mean, it's goddamn cheeky of you to tell me that I'm speaking in a racist fashion regarding anything else. When you're sent to us, I don't know where the hell you're from, but the point about it is, you're obviously not interested in the Irish language, which of minorities coming in here demanding this, that and the other.
He's got a point. Yeah, I mean, we've more people in this country, I suppose, John, that speak Polish than speak Irish, probably. We've more people speak Chinese in this country, actually, that speak Irish fluently.
We don't see them going in and saying we should make our social services speak Irish, Polish. And,
but you would argue that this is not, you know, Polish, Chinese, whatever the language it happens to be, are not national languages. They're not part of our heritage.
Like I said, it's antiquated. It's moved on. We've all moved on. It's the reason that TG4 has about 6 people that watch it, or whatever.
Probably a bit more than that.
Just statistics, right? Before you come into it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, it's a good point. With Micheál, we're only talking yesterday about RTE and the, you know, the money that they're hemorrhaging on a daily basis. A lot of that money is going into like TG Cower, Raidan na Gaeltacht. And I do understand it's a public service for people who speak Irish, but very few people actually listen or watch them.
No, that is because, you can't comment on that, and neither can your other listeners.
I just did comment on it.
No, if you don't watch it, how do you know how many are listening to it? Don't bother looking up the
statistics.
I watch them fairly regular.
The ratings, you know, are the ratings. That's what they are.
Watch them.
I mean, we know that there's not a lot of people listening to it or watching it.
If you give me about 10 seconds, I can pull up the ratings online. We can all do that. It's very simple. Right?
Yeah.
The
point is it's not financially viable, but I understand it's a public service. Okay, I have to take a break. Stay there for a second, please, if you can, John and Micheál. You can take 2 there if you want, Helena. Loads and loads of texts. Come and says it's not racist. He's conservative. I don't believe that Micheál was being racist for a minute. Now, would you stop going on about Peg? I had to do Romeo and Juliet and Great Expectations in school, but that didn't turn me against the English, says Tom and Galway. I understand what you're saying, Tom, but I just felt, with the greatest respect, for those of us old enough to remember Peg, the book, I just thought it was the most miserable book in the world.
I totally agree with that man. The money should be put into better uses like our health system and the homelessness. What an absolute joke this country is.
Oh, it's a joke for many reasons. Yes, I completely agree with you. Somebody says, Niall, you are so ignorant and you seem to be making a joke of our heritage. No, I'm not. I'm just saying it kind of seems pointless to throw bad good money after bad. But anyway, which a lot of young people are very proud of and you make a joke of it. You're obviously too lazy to learn our language. Shame on you. Put me in my place, isn't it? Brian, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Brian?
Not too bad, thanks, Dad. I mean, even the last few comments you got there are just wrong. I mean, to me, I'm an Irishman, and I had an option a year ago where I could move abroad, and when I've ticked my boxes, what I'd like, a reason to go to Europe, and one of them was that I'd like to have the option of my daughter to not study Irish and pick a language which I would like her to learn for the benefits I could see. So we don't have that option in Ireland. I think Irish is important. I think people should have the choice. Mm-hmm. And if they have the choice, then I think people would learn it because they want to learn. Currently, like yourself, when I was in school doing PEG and everything else, and I went to Trí Gaeltacht, I hated Irish. So I got a pretty good useless mark, and then as soon as I left, I never wanted to see it again. So I didn't want to put my daughter through this, so...
Yeah, I failed it in my leaving cert. Failed it. I got an F,
yes,
I think.
Yes, I did. Welcome to my club. I got an NG. I walked in, signed my name, waited, and walked out. I said, I just didn't want to do it. I mean,
don't get me wrong. I mean, it would be nice to speak fluent Irish. I don't believe it's of much value to me. I've never needed
Absolutely.
It. You know, I mean, there was a time in this country when you wanted to, when RTE was the only radio station and television station, and if you wanted to work in RTE, you had to speak Irish. There was that time, but I mean, now in media, most people in media don't speak Irish. There's no necessity to speak Irish. If I was, somebody said
Absolutely.
To me, there's a text in there a few minutes ago, Niall, why don't you do an experiment and do one of your shows, Ascuelga, one day? Well, I'd have to obviously get another presenter to do it. But I can tell you now, we've worked very hard here at Classic Hits to get listeners. And I can tell you, that would be one way of having them turn off the radio.
Because let me tell you 3 points, Niall. Point one, I couldn't become a guard because I didn't want to do Irish, which I always wanted to be, but I went into a multinational company. And I can see clearly, for you go to Google, the eBay, the PayPals, if you have a language, they're not hiring Irish. They're hiring people from Germany, France, Spain. They're bringing them in the buckloads. They're paying taxes, great, but we're not hiring Irish. And you have these people who are the HR, these companies, saying, we would love to hire Irish, but nobody speaks the language. So we're not so great. We pile buckets of money into supporting Irish language, but we would support jobs if we did something where we supported the option to say learn French, learn German.
So what about this new government initiative on Tuesday? They signed this bill called the Language Amendment Bill, which means that all Irish software in public buildings, i.e., you know, the HSE, etc., must now facilitate the Irish language with fathers, etc., which is going to cost a lot of money, by the way, to convert a lot of the software and maybe computers and stuff like that. And also on top of that as well. Only one in every five jobs in the civil service must be given to a person who speaks Irish. We're going to go
Absolutely
back in time.
Shameful. I mean, there's more benefit of putting the nappy on the horse and donkey than that in Killarney than that. It's absolutely useless putting our money there. And I'll give you an example. When my daughter was three, I brought Trinity students who could speak French and just spent time with her for the last few years. And today, 7 years later, she's fluent in French. There is something, you know, and now today.
So you believe the French is more valuable to her on a worldly basis than Irish?
Yes, and I'm now.
Well, there's no doubt that that is.
Let me tell you now, she's in Germany right now. She's doing 10 hours a week in school. I add 6 extra. Give her 2-3 years, she'll have German. Now go out to the job market with English, French, and German, and, you know, go to college, and now you've got real skills to sell.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, because I want to go to Peter as well. Peter, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Peter?
Not too bad.
Are we throwing good money after bad?
I think there's enough money spent already on it. But,
over 1.2 billion, I believe, directly and indirectly spent on the Irish language.
Yeah, it's just taught wrong in school. I mean, if they actually, as you said, you learned it in school and you can't speak it. But if you were taught it in school and you could actually speak it, we wouldn't be having this conversation, because everyone would be speaking Irish.
But it is badly thought, and has been for years.
And for donkey's years, I think the Irish language is a great thing. I can't speak it at all, but I'm Irish. And
here's the gas part about it. You're on the air defending the Irish language, and fair play to you, right? And defending your heritage, and you don't even speak it.
Don't even speak it. But
I'm not being smart, but if you cared that much about the Irish language to go to the trouble of coming on a radio station, would you not have gone off and learned it at some point in your life?
And you should learn it. I did learn it for how many years in school did we spend learning it?
Well, 16 years, yeah. Well, 14 years.
Still can't speak it. But I still think it's part of your heritage. I mean, it's heritage.
But do you believe that people should be discriminated against because of it? Because this new law, this amendment bill now suggests that 1/5 of jobs in the civil service, which used to be the case years ago, but they got rid of it, that we're going back to that, that 1/5 of jobs must be assigned to people who are competent in the Irish language.
No, that's stupid.
I think that's discrimination.
It should be better for the job.
I think politicians...
No, it's discrimination to be implying people who can't speak the language and they're in government bodies. Let's go back to the school department. Let them teach in the school. Let it be compulsory that when they're in an Irish class to speak Irish and Irish only, and any conversation occurring in the class actually is true Irish.
Yeah, and nobody, by the way, Micheál, nobody's disagreeing with the point that you're making about how badly it's taught in schools. We're all agreeing with that. But you don't believe it's discrimination to turn around and say, you can't have a job here because you don't speak Irish.
Yes.
No,
even though the majority of people that you're going to be dealing with on a day-to-day basis, the vast majority, actually nearly all of them, speak English.
The French walking away from their own language. Are the Germans walking away in Central
Europe? That's because French is their national language. It's their first language. In Germany, German is their first language. In Ireland, English is our first language.
Irish is supposed to be our first language, and we're walking away from it. We're throwing away our heritage. It's absolutely ridiculous.
The French aren't walking away from it
in English. We should have Irish. And 5% of
the population... We didn't walk away from it. It's an economic thing. We're a small island country. We depend on other countries to survive. Unfortunately, as much as people have this kind of romantic view that we're an independent country, we're not really. We depend on the British. We depend on the Americans. We depend on the Chinese. We depend on everybody for exports and imports. We globally interact with the rest of the world. So we were never going to survive by just using the Irish language. Micheál, that doesn't make any sense.
How many Irish colleges are in the United States? How many of them are in around the world in different countries, the other end of the world, learning Irish? How many
people in America are speaking Navajo?
Pardon?
How many people in America speak Navajo?
I wouldn't have invented it too because...
Well, I can tell you now, it's not very many. Sorry, you wanted to say something there, John, go ahead.
Was it Brian here, Niall.
Brian,
think of if we started to force Irish, what the big multinationals companies who are creating the jobs that do here. They would all exit as fast as lightning because they've no interest in, you know, trying to deal with another language like that that is extinct. We should support the language. We should give the people who have it a certain amount, but not that kind of money. It's just ridiculous. We should make the hard decisions, and the politicians will be supported. I think you just need to make the hard decision and decide it's a language that needs support for the right people, but not that kind of money.
Peter, if we stop spending money on it, or if we just said, right, you're on your own with the Irish language, do you think it would die, Peter?
Yes, and if you don't support it, it is because it's gone to such a fringe at the moment that not many people speak it. But and I know you say it's gone off topic, but if they actually supported the language by actually getting people to speak it in school rather than, let's say, write and read it, mm-hmm. and teach them how to actually speak it, and then teach them how to read and write it, you'd revive the language and everyone would speak it.
And what about this also part of the plan for the amendment bill is that all government bodies, including the HSE, the Garda Síochána, etc., tax offices, everything else, would now have to update either their systems or their software to facilitate Irish words, like with fathers and stuff like that, which they currently don't, because a lot of that software would be international software as such, which doesn't have Irish in it.
It's a national language. It should be done. I know it costs a lot of money.
It's going to cost a lot of money,
it should be done.
But could we be spending that money in better places?
If you get someone from a different country, I don't know, whatever country they use, the different stuff over their name.
Well, yeah, if a French person comes here with an accent grave over their name, we don't have accent graves, probably, unless the software does. Yeah,
I can guarantee you go into Microsoft Word, whatever it is, and you can change that to French and you can put something over the name. So why can't you do it for Irish?
Well, I think you can. Microsoft Word, as far as I know, there is a father. You can put a father on.
Well, then there you go then. So it is there already.
But unfortunately, you know, the software systems they use probably, you know, for delivery of appointments, etc., in the HSE, is not Microsoft Word. You know, it's different types of software which are not probably adaptable to every language. They would probably have the main stuff, French obviously being a very popular language, they would probably have the accent graves and stuff in there as well, but they may not have fathers. Just like Google were very slow to get around to doing Google in Irish. It took a long, long time. Other languages like German and French and Spanish were in there years before Irish was. All right, listen, stay there, lads. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping, and I understand the point that Peter's making. He believes it's important. It's part of our heritage, even though he doesn't speak it himself. He believes he'd like to. But I'm asking you, is it worth this new bill was signed on Tuesday, meaning we have to spend a lot of money on the Irish language just to keep it on the table.
Diego, it's Mr. Katrina Niradley. I agree with Micheál. Although in this country, unfortunately, it always takes so much money to do anything. But I certainly agree with Micheál. I have children in the Gael School, and unfortunately, I'm not fluent. It's on my bucket list, but I do have Cooper Fuckle. So this morning only, I rang the school to tell them that my granddaughter wasn't well, and as I always do when I speak to them, I say what I can ask Gaeilge. example, Diagrit is Misha Katrina. No, Diagrit couldn't start to is Misha Katrina ni Rahli. Tommy Kaylee Nick Mahone is Mamo. Then I go into Berle, what I have to say, and then I finish off Askerga as in Slan Latagus Gurumatagut. Anyway, my granddaughter goes nuts because she thinks it's strange, but I think it's funny, and I actually like to speak to a couple of folk that I have. Good subject. Thanks. Bye bye.
All right, okay, well, at least you're making the attempt anyway. Some people go on about it and defend it and they don't even speak it, by the way. There was an interesting message here from a school teacher I want to read out. As an Irish teacher listening during my free class, I'm compelled to text in. Oh, what are you doing listening during your free class? You only work 23 hours a week, you know, I'm joking with you. I'm compelled to text in and address the ignorant comment that the Irish is taught badly, made by both Niall and both speakers on the show. This is typical ignorance, a lack of understanding of the difference between the syllabus and the way it's taught. If the syllabus demands a Leaving Cert student must write a 3-page essay on the housing crisis or climate change, then unfortunately the teacher must teach this, and some element of rote learning simply must take place. I invite anyone into my class to see how it's taught. The syllabus is the issue, but common ignorance does not recognise this, and does not recognise that the classroom teacher, of course, I would love to teach the pupils to speak, but the syllabus doesn't allow for this. Blaming the way it's taught shows a complete lack of understanding of what the syllabus is, and a total lack of knowledge of where the change needs to happen. Lamas Niv Igoric. I hope I'm is it Igoric? I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I don't speak Irish. But Niamh, I accept what you're saying, but from an outsider's point of view, you know that because you're a school teacher, we only look at the end result, which is the way the child comes out of school. And you have to accept, Niamh, that children come out of school in this country after learning Irish for 14 years, roughly, and they don't speak Irish. The majority of them don't speak Irish. Yet they will do Spanish or German or French for 2 years and they'll probably speak more because of the way it's taught. You might be blaming the syllabus. That's fair enough. I accept that. It could be the syllabus. But if you go back, by the way, in time, which is what we were talking about when we were kids, it was beaten into us, Niamh. Beaten into us. So we hated it. I hated Irish. Like most people of my age, we hated it because it was kicked into us. So we do need to change the way we teach it. And if that means changing the syllabus, Niamh, so be it. But I still don't retract what I said. I believe Irish is taught badly in this school, but the end result of what the child comes out speaking. I'm not blaming you personally or the teachers personally. I'm talking about the way it's taught, the syllabus, exactly the point that you made. It's the way you're forced to actually teach Irish to children. Let me go to Tess. Tess, you're in Classic Kids. How are you doing, Tess?
Diagrit and Niles.
Diagrit, agus Cullis a Tartu.
Tom Gahintoch. So I'm from County Clare, outside the Gaeltacht, and I'm studying Irish and media through Irish in Galway.
Okay.
In college, and you're after saying nobody leaves school and goes on to speak Irish.
Well, some do. But no, I didn't say nobody. I said very few, very few. Go on.
Well, there's a good few of us here in Galway doing Irish.
Right, okay. Well done. And by the way, Chess, I'd love to speak Irish. I'd love to be able to speak Irish. But I hated it in school, so I was kind of put off it like most people.
Well, I don't think most people are put off it. And you said it wasn't taught well. If it was beaten into you, should it not still be in your head now?
No, you learn to hate it.
Do not know
it.
Do not still know it.
I mean, the majority of people that would have come out of my school when I finished school in 1979 or 1980, whenever it was I finished school, a long time ago when the dinosaurs were still around, the majority of us didn't speak Irish. We would have had a better working knowledge of French, and we only did that for 2 years. That's sad, but because of the way...
I think it really depends on the person. If you want to learn it, I think, well, then why, it doesn't matter how it's taught.
Why is it that there's only 70,000 people in this country speak Irish fluently and only 12,000 people use it as a working language every day?
I don't know. I think it's a real pity, but I don't think we can ignore it. I definitely think more investment should be put into it. For example, the story with the fathers, that's just a software that doesn't seem to be... it doesn't... except fathers. But
yeah, because it's an international software probably being used for, you know, some sort of business software.
There's loads of international languages, official languages, for example, French, Spanish, Catalan, German. These all use fathers and different symbols. How come they're able
because
to
they're more
put
popular
the fathers
language.
On
because
and the accent?
Because they're more popular languages, and for the companies who create and develop this software, it's financially viable for them to do it. Whereas Ireland has never had an issue with, you know, Irish companies have never gone back to international companies and said, listen, we need fathers on the software. So we've never demanded it because Irish people were happy enough with it.
If your name was spelled wrong, for example, if you had a complicated name to spell and it was always being spelled wrong, would that not upset you?
Well, what upsets me on a regular basis is people calling me Neil. That upsets me.
There you go. But if someone, the difference between, for example, Micheál, who was on the show earlier, and him being called Michael, the difference is a father. So it changes the name completely. And I can understand why lots of people are upset that their names are being spelled wrong. And they have the right to have their names
spelled
wrong.
But should we be spending millions on it?
Well, they spent millions on the printer for the doll the last day.
Another 500,000 went on that today, by the way. Very quick, because I'm running out of time. James, you've got 30 seconds, James.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. You don't agree with the money being spent? Testo's young lady, but sounds quite young. She's, and that's not patronising, by the way. I'm just saying, she's saying how important the Irish language is.
No, look, I went to a Gaelic school, educated for 8 years through Irish, and I don't agree with it either. I understand that Irish is the first language of the Constitution, but I think somebody mentioned evolving earlier in your discussion, and I think we do need to evolve away from Irish because, I mean, I could speak Irish fluently all the way through my Leaving Cert, and my Leaving Cert was, you know, 16 years ago, and I couldn't speak it now. I mean, if I was to try and speak Irish now, I'd be all over the place.
Okay, well, listen, guys, I might have to try and continue this after the break. And so many people want to talk about it. And thank you very much indeed, Tessa. Actually, we might try and get you back again. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. But yes, our school teacher texts back in, but she texts in Irish. So I'm going to give it a go and give it a guess as to what it actually means. She says, Bronerm, Neil and Tom Agum, on Gnuksik, Eg Muna Nagwelga. So I think I kind of got that half right, and I'm guessing it means I'm sorry and I'm too busy to talk because I have to go and teach Irish. I'm guessing that's what it means. You don't have to be sorry. Or maybe it means you're hurt. This is what I don't know. I get the gist anyway, right? I would like to speak Irish. I'd like somebody just to wave a magic wand and all of a sudden I can speak Irish. But it's probably not going to happen, right? It isn't going to happen, unfortunately, because I don't have the time. I need the time to sit down and do it. It's a kind of romantic view, isn't it, to want to speak it, know how to speak Irish.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.